riding through this world all alone. What's up, everybody? Patrick Hickey Jr. here, editor-in-chief of ReviewFix.com, joined by television editor Nick Valenti to bring you our episode commentary on the latest episode of Kurt Sutter's Sons of Anarchy 116. Nick, what were your initial thoughts on this episode?
I thought it was much better than the first one. It had better flow. You could tell where the season's going to head. I guess a few character plots that opened up, one including Juice, especially. Juicy. So, with the whole strangling of that woman there, Dave Navarro's character, his old lady.
Mm-hmm.
So, the junkie whore, she was depicted in the episode.
She goes home to her mom. Yeah, I was in an episode of Sons of Anarchy. Oh, who'd you play? Oh, junkie whore.
Oh, get out of my house. You're dead to me.
So, yeah, I agree. I think this episode's plot development was much better. It wasn't weird. I think the first episode was weird. The dialogue, the whole scene of Gemma putting the prospect's hand on her boob, it was just wacky. It was poorly written. The dialogue was wacky. I think this felt more like an episode of Sons of Anarchy.
All right. Well, now you see where the direction it's going to go in. And now the club is going to suffer a lot of consequences. Looks like Jack, I wouldn't say dropped the ball, but is headed towards a dangerous path now with Nero after what he had Juice do.
Yeah, why would you lie to Nero?
So, I mean, I don't know.
Nero's like done nothing but help you. Yeah.
I wouldn't mess with Jimmy.
Yep, and he's like banging your mom.
Yeah.
Too. That's like the last guy you want
to screw
over.
That comes to bite you in the ass in the end. It's not going to be pretty.
It's
for old Jackie boy.
It's funny because it's like I'm talking as the show's going on with my fiance, and I'm like, Jax is exactly like Clay.
Yeah, you can say that.
He lies to people.
Well, now he's turned into Clay,
yeah.
Basically, which is something he really
didn't want
to do.
Yeah,
from the very beginning, I guess, until last season. But last season showed the transformation of him turning into Clay, something he was not and didn't want to be.
Mm-hmm. I feel bad for so many characters in the show. Like Tara, I feel so bad for, and like you were mentioning before, Juice is just a shell of the former person he used to be.
Oh yeah, well now it's like he has no choice. Now he's this darker character, and I guess looks like now he'll do anything to get the club's approval.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it with no remorse. It's like now he's trapped either way. It's either he wins or he doesn't.
Speaking of people that will do anything, I love this little side story with Bobby, where he's going out trying to get four guys to start a Nomad chapter. It's just awesome.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. I thought it was a little boring at first. I'm like, what's this guy doing? He's riding around.
He's
riding
fucking things on a map.
Circles on maps.
Yeah.
But, I guess it's slowing out, but hopefully they'll pick up pretty soon.
Absolutely.
That should be interesting. I like Bobby.
I love Bobby. I think he's
great. You can tell, something's missing a little bit, and he's, a big part of that. Like,
absolutely.
It seems like the club, not quite the same without him. They do need him.
There, you know what it is? It's, in a way, Sons of Anarchy, for a long time, kind of fell into that ER kind of vein where, every season people would leave or die and somebody else would come in and, pick up the slack.
Right.
And I think with all the death and all, the deception over the past season, there hasn't been somebody that's, replaced that Clay-Jax rivalry. There's not somebody that's, been that cool, pervert, but, friend that Bobby is.
Yeah.
And I think the whole death of Damon Pope, that took an element out.
Right.
I kind of like where they were going with Peter Weller in the first episode, but then he wasn't in the second episode, even though he did direct
the
second episode.
And a major part of this episode, there's a few people writing about it as well, saying a pretty significant scene was when Jax first sees Tara coming out of jail and prison.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. There's no communication. No, it's good to see you, no hug.
Yep.
And that was kind of his idea to make it that way. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, no kiss, no nothing. And then, the whole sex scene again
right.
at the end, and
so
she's crying. It's that was...
Right. So you could tell with that, they're slowly drifting apart. She's writing her little journals, trying to give up the club, implicating Jax as well. So we'll see where that goes.
It's interesting, though, too, because it's She told Donald Logue's character, the...
Oh, it was great, by the way. I think this guy has the chance to be, like, the best villain of the
show. He's evil. He's scary,
slamming
too.
Slamming his hands on the
And the best part was
angry dictator.
At first, I'm like, why is he slamming his hands? Yeah. And the reason why he's slamming his hands is because he wants to write the same way Clay does.
Yeah.
That's some crazy
shit
it's right there. That's good writing. That's what was missing from the first episode.
Yeah.
So this character, you know, Donald Logue's character, this retired, you know, ATF agent, he tries to get Tara to rat out, and she doesn't. And then the lawyer and, you know, Tara's lawyer and her are having a conversation, and the lawyer was saying that everything that she's saying isn't going to, like, implicate Jax or her.
Right.
So who exactly are they giving up?
Yeah.
Is Tara going to, like, try and pull the you know, the curtain out from under Gemma?
Yeah,
who's so, safe in this? It's going to be very interesting once it comes, you know, to a head.
So, and also, I love the addition of CCH Ponder, who plays the new DA. Where's Mackie?
She was
known on the Shield.
Yeah,
so that was a great signing.
I'm pretty sure she's been on Law and Order as well.
I'm pretty sure she has. Yeah,
the best thing is too. Again, another thing, my fiance.
Tess is a lawyer too.
Oh, absolutely.
She has that tough lawyer. I'll get you.
Bitch. That was kind of like...
Where's Mackie?
A blast from the past.
Yeah.
That seeing her on the show. But also, one of the two nomads that Bobby picked up, one of them is like the son from that show, Reba.
Okay.
And it's like, he looks completely different. He's got long hair, and it's just so crazy how they get all these people to fill out the cast.
Absolutely,
like Dave Navarro, I would have never expected that, you know. Peter Weller, they get all these people.
Better alive, you're coming with me. Action.
Present hall pass. You know, like everybody fits in a way. So what are you looking forward to seeing in the next episode? What do you want to see happen? Or what do you think needs to happen?
Well, that the whole scene with Clay and Jax, you know, getting a visit in prison, and then that whole, like him looking at Putoric. That's going to be something, you know, I can't wait for that. I guess Jax is going to go on, you know, his little threats to say, listen, you know, I understand you lost your sister, but I'll get you if you do anything to my club.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the whole thing with Clay, so that should be pretty interesting. I'm curious to see about that showdown, what happens in that scene.
Absolutely. I mean, I want to see that too. I think there's something else brewing with Chibs. And Jax.
Yeah.
I think he does not like what Jax is turning into. Right. And I think they're going to have...
I'm thinking he's starting to see it now the way Bobby did.
Yeah.
So
does Jax end up losing this club by the end of the season?
You never know. I mean, remember, there's another season after this, which would be the last season. So, I mean, this is the third act. And unfortunately, that school shooting was the key to that third act. So...
Mm-hmm.
So right now, it looks like from, you know, the direction the show's going to head in this season, you know, the club's going to unfold, and you're starting to see it now. Everything's starting to unravel, everything around Jax, you know, the club, you know, just like a whole, like you saw in that promo with the explosions, it's going to be like a whole wrecking ball going right through them, each of the characters, the club.
I think if the dialogue stays as well written as it was in episode 2, I think the show is going to be, like, back.
Right.
Driving down the road,
absolutely.
You know, the right way, so to speak.
Right.
It's just that first episode was so weak.
Yeah.
And it was just wacky.
It was different, you know. It wasn't, I didn't say it got off to a great start with that first episode, and I'm sure that school shooting, you know, rubbed a lot of the fans the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't threatened to not watch the show anymore. But yeah, I guess now, in the second episode, it was, it kind of picked up. You know, it seems more like a Sons of Anarchy episode.
Yes.
Everything was intact. Had a much better flow to it. So
I'm just trying to think about this and put it into perspective that, like, this season, Jax is not only fighting Clay, he's fighting Lee Torek, he's fighting Bobby in a way, he's fighting Chibs in a way, he's fighting the Irish, he's fighting the Feds. How much is this guy going to be able to take as the season goes on before he completely, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, completely breaks bed, so to speak. You know?
I mean, you know, starting from now, all you could do is wait and see, but, you know, stuff like that will definitely, you know, come to a head. You'll see him start to unravel a little bit, and so will the club.